Time again for Checkoff Chat during this holiday season. It's brought to you courtesy of your beef Checkoff dollars. And remember, dairy farmers, that involves you too. Always want to remind you, great recipe ideas, great holiday celebration suggestions, all online at beeftips.com. And of course, remember, you can find the Wisconsin Beef Council on social media as well. And in studio with us today is their communications director, and that's Brooke Roberts. And the reason you may hear a smile in my face, if you had an opportunity to visit Fabulous Farm Babe on Facebook and pulled up some of our videos, you might have noticed that Josh and my husband Buck turned into connoisseurs of the kitchen, courtesy of the Wisconsin Beef Council. Brooke, tell them a little bit about what that cooking demonstration was all about and what it was designed to accomplish.
Sure. Well, we were really glad to have you guys as guests for our virtual roast and toast event. And so this holiday season, we know that folks might be thinking about preparing a beef meal for the holidays, but maybe they don't want to go all out and make that prime rib because they've never worked with a rib roast before. And so we wanted to provide some folks who are really, they're influential in Wisconsin and they have big followings on social media. We wanted to teach those folks how to prepare a holiday rib roast so that they in turn could go teach their followers how to do the same. And so we had this really fun event through Zoom last week, and we joined together just a small group of really influential folks, and we talked all about the ins and outs of making beef for a holiday meal.
Well, in all honesty, I think everybody thinks of the rib roast, prime rib roast, as the center of the table, super special, spectacular. But Brooke and I were giggling, although we know that my husband had never made a rib roast, a prime rib roast like that. You said your mom didn't know. So there's an educational curve for all of us, I guess, on that.
Definitely. I mean, my family raises cattle and we've just never, it's a prime rib is not something we've ever made. And so it's just, it's a really fun thing to be able to teach people and give them the hands-on experience. You know, here's a rib roast and here's how easy it really is to prepare.
And you engaged with some of the very best as far as instruction was concerned. A culinary chef from the Milwaukee area kind of ushered us along.
Sure. We had the pleasure of working with Chef Lisa of Lisa K Catering. She's based in Milwaukee. And as the Wisconsin Beef Council, we're involved with the American Culinary Federation, their chapter in Milwaukee. And so that's a really good partnership we have with these chefs who are trained at the highest level to interact and provide them with whatever beef resources we have and fill any needs that they might have. And so we brought in Chef Lisa, and she has some really talented folks on her staff that talked a little bit about pairing beef with wine. And so they just bring a lot of educational value to the program.
Well, and I said when we were going through the virtual cooking experience, the other thing that this kind of interaction allows is you think differently about not just the beef, but what is well. You know, Angie Horkin, who's on the Beef Council staff, is always quick to remind us, you know, just because you pull it out of the oven doesn't mean it stopped cooking. You know, simple things like that, and simple flavor profiles that Chef Lisa also pointed out. I mean, even for those of us in the beef industry, as you point out, there are very interesting tidbits that we picked up along that. And you had a lot of people that were interacting, asking questions.
Yeah, and the cool thing about this event is we had food influencers from, you know, that have huge Instagram followings and websites where they share recipes and cooking tips, and we found even those folks commenting and asking questions, and they gave us all kinds of feedback that, wow, we learned so much, even though that's their job, to blog about cooking and preparing food. So it was really cool to see that we were able to provide value for all kinds of audiences.
I don't know if mine got up on Instagram, but if you want to see how our picture-perfect prime rib roast turned out, Fabulous Farm Babe on Facebook, just look for the pictures. And like I said, we had a great time. And we weren't the only ones having a great time. The Wisconsin Beef Council is responsible for beef checkoff dollars. They take that responsibility very seriously, always focusing on research, education, and promotion. And you want to make sure every dollar counts. And boy, when it comes to the audience reach from that night, share some of the numbers with us, Brooke.
Sure. And so we're still tallying numbers because these posts are still performing, but we had a small group on there of about 25 folks, but each of these people has thousands of followers. And so we know that there was over 30 just Instagram stories shared that night. And so that's hundreds of thousands of followers that are likely from Wisconsin that are seeing this content. And everybody that was in attendance, we said, you know, please tag at WI Beef Tips so that everybody can come back to our page for the full information, our full website full of resources. And so we've seen a huge spike in the number of page views and the number of website clicks and the number of followers that we have on our social media platforms just from providing something as simple as this virtual event.
Well, and I said, I think the last time I glanced, we had over 7,700 people that had viewed at least one of our videos. Now, it could be comedic entertainment as opposed to content, but your point is well taken. Those are great dollars when it comes to the resources you're spending. So let's talk a little bit more about the holidays then, Brooke, and what else the Wisconsin Beef Council is working on.
Well, we love the holidays because beef is more often than not the center of the holiday table in Wisconsin, and so our social media platforms are buzzing. We have all kinds of fun things going on. Our theme this year is seasonings greetings. And so we're taking that pun and we're running with it. Next week, if you head to our Facebook and Instagram, we're doing a 7 days of seasonings giveaway where each day we'll give away a $25 beef certificate and then a little seasoning pack from somewhere in Wisconsin. And so just comment and like those posts to enter. And then on Christmas Eve, I'd encourage everyone to, if you have a minute, to check out our social media. We have a really cool video called "'Twas the Night Before Beef Miss" that we're debuting, and it's all about getting that holiday roast ready to go to the table on Christmas Day.
There we go. Well, I didn't make a cameo or anything, did I?
You'll never know, fam.
Well, everybody better check that out on Christmas Eve. You know, honestly, though, we have seen it in the past. As you say, beef turns out to be the center of the table when it comes to holiday entertaining. Are you getting a sense by recipes being downloaded or anything like that, Brooke? Are people changing it up a little bit? You know, maybe prime rib roast isn't exactly their choice, but boy, there's a lot of different ways that beef can still hold that center of the table attention through the holidays.
Definitely. And we talked about that even on the roast and toast. You know, you can buy a select beef tenderloin for a much more economical price than a choice or a prime rib, for example. And that can be a really great beef eating experience. And it's just all about taking whatever you can afford and, you know, finding it. We have a recipe for every range of every cut of beef, even if it's just ground beef. You know, we've got something on our website that can still make a unique eating experience for your holiday meal.
Boy, I'll tell you what, everybody is looking for that comfort food, that feeling of home and family, even if you're not with all your family during the holiday season. And it may be more than one meal. BeefTips.com can get you connected with all of those great recipes. And like I said, you know, I don't think a lot about beef. I eat a lot of beef, but I didn't think a lot about beef. And then you start working with the Beef Council and seeing those recipes, and all of a sudden you're trying something a little different, a different spice, a different sauce, a different preparation. So it's really worth your time. BeefTips.com or Wisconsin Beef Council on social media. And like you said, Brooke, follow along for the seasonings greetings.
Oh yeah, seasonings greetings. And one other thing I'll add is if you're at home, we know that more people are going to be spending the holidays at home this year. And so check out the Hallmark channel, even if you're an avid movie watcher on that channel or not, it'll likely be on in your house at some point. So keep an eye out. Beef It's What's for Dinner is really excited to return to broadcast television. And we'll be advertising during their Countdown to Christmas movies this year. And those ads are running now through New Year's. So keep an eye out for Beef It's What's for Dinner on the Hallmark Channel.
It's back again. Beef It's What's for Dinner. Beef, it's great every day. Brooke Roberts in studio with us, Communications Director for the Wisconsin Beef Council. And again, like I said, if you want to see some of the great way that your checkoff dollars are being invested and giving you returns on that investment, like I said, we had a great time with the Wisconsin Beef Council. See our videos at Fabulous Farm Babe on Facebook, or like we said, beeftips.com, and follow them on social media. The Wisconsin Beef Council, ready to serve you through the holiday season. That, my friends, is Checkoff Chat, brought to you courtesy of your beef checkoff dollars.